Episode 1367, Fall Back to You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Mindset Monday, and I pray that you are off to a fabulous start for your week. Can you believe it? It's already fall, and it's almost the middle of October. Well, we're going to talk mindset. It's fall back to you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You want to be sure that you are signed up on the newsletter, number one, and number two, be sure you're listening here. There's some very exciting news around the corner, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. And so you want to be the first because you're going to be a part of the Founders Club. All right, so let's dive in. Fall back to you. Are you tired of living everyone else's life? Think about it for a moment. How much of your life are you living by choice? Why give in to how those around you are living? Fall back to you and live a more joyous, vibrant life. Too many times we find ourselves staggering through the day with everyone else's priorities. We check social media and see what's happening in their day, and yet we can't remember our own day. You know, you get on there and you're like, all of a sudden you're scrolling, you're looking at everybody else's highlight reels. Sometimes you don't even post anything. You're just on there. What are you doing on there? Do you have nothing else better to do? Now, I get it. We need some downtime once in a while. And that's kind of like mindless thinking. But that mindless action that we think is mindless actually is not mindless. We're living somebody else's lives as we see their highlight reels. I catch myself every once in a while going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm doing this. And I have to sit here and go, what is my purpose for being on social media? Why do I need to be here? Sometimes it's to keep track of my children. Yes, some of my children are on social media. And so I want to see what they're posting. I want to see what they're up to, especially ones that are away and not here absolutely, you know, every single day. It's important for me to know, but the other frivolous stuff, not so much. So how are you using your social media, for example? And then you have the telephone call that distracts you mid-morning, only leaving you with more to do than when you started. If you're like, I don't know, where'd my morning go? And last thing you know, you checked, you're like, oh my gosh, I've been on the phone for 2 hours. I haven't gotten anything done. I was supposed to run here and there. And in another hour, I'm supposed to be picking up my kids from preschool. What am I supposed to do? Life piles up on you. When you set your focus on what others are doing around you, it zaps the energy for the focus you need. Think about your day. How did you kick it off? What was your attitude as your eyes opened? Now, seriously, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about when you woke up this morning, what was your attitude? Were you crabby? Were you kind of mad already? Were you like, oh, yes, I cannot wait for the day to start? And you just jumped up out of bed. What was it for you? What was that attitude? Name it. What was the first thing you touched? Was it your phone? Was it the alarm clock? Was it your bottle of water? Maybe it was your husband going, turn off that alarm because the alarm's on his side of the bed and not your side of the bed. What was the first thing that you touched? Think about this one. What was the first task you completed? And it doesn't count for the habits like brushing your teeth or going to the bathroom or taking a shower. Not those. I'm talking about something that you have to do. Maybe it was making lunches for your kids before they go to school. Maybe it was cooking breakfast. What was the actual first task you completed? And you may be saying, what task did I first complete? I know it's hard. I actually went through this myself. I was kind of amazed. Now, how did you feel when you set out for your day? So when you were ready to leave the house, you were on your go. Now, maybe when you leave your house, you come back to your house. But to me, that's still setting out for your day. You're off, you're going. Because after that, it kind of sets the tone, right? So when you leave your house, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't ever leave your house in the morning, you send your kids off on the bus, or your children are staying home with you the whole time, then when you start to get into that, this is the first thing that we do, Maybe it's breakfast or whatever. Start then. So how did you feel? Were you like, oh man, if I just can get through this Monday, it'd be great? Or was it like, yes, I cannot wait to get through this Monday because tonight I'm fixing this extravagant dinner. Yeah, it's only meatloaf and mashed potatoes, but oh, it's comfort food in the fall and that's what I want to do. What was it for you? And then where in your day did it start to go downhill? Maybe it hasn't started yet. Maybe you're still early enough in your day. You're listening to me, which is awesome. Thank you so much for listening. But maybe it hasn't started to go downhill yet. And you're like, well, no, it's actually doing okay. Well, I want you to look at, as you go throughout the day today, where is your focus? Is it on who you're with? Which is kind of important, right? If you're meeting up with someone, you want to make sure your focus is on them. I get that. Is it solely on your job? Is it on a task that you must complete? Is it on a deadline that's looming over your head? Maybe it's your children's activities. What is it as you go throughout the day? Where is your focus? Is there a focus even? And then I really want you to stop on this question and ask yourself deep down, where do I wrap my heart up in my day? Where do you wrap your heart up in your day? If you were to take a tally of how many minutes you spend on every single thing that you do, what would it equate to? Would it equate to family? Would it equate to social media? Would it equate to nothing because I'm not doing anything, which that's probably hard to believe? Would it equate to everybody else's stuff, like job, telephone calls, answering emails, all of that stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with really where you think you should be headed? Too many of us are wrapping our hearts in other people's desires, their needs, their wants, their priorities. Where are you? Where are you? Nowhere to be seen? God did not create you to chase someone else's dreams. Did you hear that? God did not create you to chase someone else's dreams. He created you on purpose for a purpose. God doesn't expect you to save the world. He's big enough for that. However, he does expect you to do your part and give room in your life for him to work. If you're stuffing it with everybody else's stuff, where are you going to find time for God? Where are you going to find time for your dreams? Where are you going to find time for your family? Fall back to you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Fall back to you. Now, you're probably saying, now, what in the world does this really mean? Fall back? I mean, am I just supposed to take that plunge? You know, the nasty plunge that you just, do you remember that old commercial? Okay, I know I probably am really dating myself now. I can't even remember what it was, but I think it was a nasty plunge where they always stood on the side of a pool or the side of a lake and they were, you know, plunging in. It just like, it was a free flow. Here I am, all relaxed, all opened. Fall is one of my favorite seasons. I love the colors God majestically paints, especially in the fall. Fall back to you. What does it mean? Turn your focus back on you, where you're supposed to be in your life. So what does that look like? Number one, decide what you need to do for you. Instead of clouding your mind with what others are doing, decide what you need to do for you. You are in the driver's seat, unless you give permission to someone else to take control. But even then, that someone doesn't have control. You control you. So why pay such close attention to what the world is doing around you? Yes, it's good to know the overall effect, but some of us become obsessed. Literally. I've been one of those once in a while on a few issues in the world. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to stay, you know, tuned into this. But really, how much does it matter? Maybe a little bit. Maybe I need to know, but I don't need to absorb it like 24/7. It doesn't need to be my life. Yes, your life could be impacted by things, but the obsessions that we have to the degree of them, because our world around us moves so fast. Information comes at us all the time. And you, your mind, you have to filter this. You cannot be mindful of your day and what you need to do unless if you decide that this is what you need to do in your life, in the season that you're in. Right now, we're in fall season. What does that fall season look like for you? Then yes, if you have a family, obviously you need to calculate them in the picture too. But first start with you. Then extend it out. And then this is one you really need to think about. What is your extreme focus on? And what I mean by extreme is the one big thing. So if you're working on your health, that may be your one big thing. That doesn't mean you don't have other responsibilities, but this is one thing that you do not give up every single day. You're going to take care of this. Now, maybe you're building a business. Your health is great. And so you're going to say, no, my focus is building a business. I've got to get out there. I've got to make sure. And I'm going to do one or two things every single day. Then that's your extreme focus. Whatever it is for you, what is it? Name it, because that's also going to be a degree of where your focus needs to go. So decide what you need to do for you. And then number two, set boundaries. If God sets boundaries, which he does, ever heard of the Ten Commandments? Mm-hmm. And there's been a few other things. You need to set them for yourself. Once you know what you need for you, then you must set these boundaries. Organize your day how it best works for you. Now, I get it. You may have some things like a job that requires you to be somewhere. Well, this is all going to work into that, okay? You can begin by starting from the end of the day if it helps. Working backwards is a great thing. Keep in mind, though, the concrete appointments, like picking up the children, going to church. These are things that you really can't change. Now, understand that when you set boundaries, these boundaries can change per season. So you're looking at right now, and if you have to, look within just the next 2 weeks if you need to start there. Or if you're like, well, nothing's going to change until Christmas, then look at that point out. But don't look at the next year. Don't start looking at the beginning of January 2019. Oh my goodness, did I just say that? It's not Happy New Year yet, but it's going to be. But we don't need to go there, okay? You need to be right here where you are. So set those boundaries, the concrete appointments that you have, the ones that can't change right now. So you got to pick up your kids, right? You can't just leave them. So that's a concrete appointment. If you're working on your health, that's a concrete appointment. If that's your extreme focus, whatever that extreme focus is, it better be a concrete appointment. Maybe you have date night with your husband. That needs to be a concrete appointment. Those are ones that don't change. Then you can add in all the a la carte appointments, the things that are, well, you know, I can do them, but I really don't have to. So maybe you want to volunteer somewhere. Your commitment doesn't have to be there if you need it for something else. It's the a la carte. You've got to see the whole picture before you can begin to take away things and extract stuff. Because you know what? I guarantee you, you have plenty to extract. Now, be sure to leave areas for flexibility when it comes to time. And again, don't forget your extreme focus. When you've got what you need, you've decided on this is what I need for me, you're setting your boundaries, so you've got to picture what that looks like. Then, number three, take aim. This is where you take action. Action ignites motivation. There's no better time than the present. Don't put it off, right? You've heard the old proverb where the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time to plant a tree is now. Fall back to you. It starts now. This is the time to start. Do what you need to alter your calendar. Adjust your alarm clock. Set a better time to go to bed. Whatever it is, but take aim. And then do this for a week and then reevaluate. If need be, take it day by day. You know, I know for me, when I'm starting something new, a great way to do it is just take it day by day. But I paint that full picture. I know what it looks like. And always leave room. If you're adding in something new, give some flexibility there of saying, okay, I'm not going to back myself up to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I know with my schedule, when the kids were much littler and my husband was still working on getting his career, you know, off and going and what he needed to do and schooling, et cetera, and I knew that I could not commit to anything that I personally could not do, and I could not commit the children to anything that I couldn't be there to do because I knew my husband, his schedule would not allow it. Now, if he was there, it was bonus. but it was up to me just because of how he was handling things. And we both agreed on this. It wasn't like, okay, I was just taking over. No, it wasn't that at all. But we have to understand what our days look like. And most of us, we don't know what our days look like. We're just running. And when you're running and someone says, hey, how are you? And you say, I'm busy. Busy doesn't mean productive. Busy doesn't mean that you're living in the present. Busy doesn't mean that you're accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish. There's so much more out there that you might be leaving on the table. You need to be mindful of this. You need to be present in your day. Now, if this is overwhelming, and I get it, it can be very overwhelming. It can be to the point where you're like, I don't even know where to start. My day is so crazy. I have 8 kids and I don't know what I'm doing, right? Whatever it is for you, I'm here for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call. What better way than to kick off your fall and fall back to you than to spend some time with you by yourself, your thoughts. Oh, wait, not exactly by yourself, because if I'm coaching you, there's two of us. So there's a dialogue happening here. Let us come together and help figure out, what does it look like? Where can you go from here? Can you imagine where you might be if you made a few changes? That Thanksgiving, which is barely a blink and a half away, I cannot believe it. We're almost looking at, I mean, it's just like 6 weeks. It's nothing. We're just right there on the cusp of it. Maybe 7 weeks. I don't know. Maybe I'm fast forwarding too fast. We're going to be there before you know it, is what I'm saying. And that means what? You could have an incredible transformation in your life, in you feeling more joyous in what you're doing, you being able to be present and saying, oh my gosh, I can actually remember my day. I know what it means to wake up in the morning. I know what it feels like. I'm just not getting up and just going through the motions. It stops today. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. I want to leave you with this. Yesterday's episode 1366, was called A Cry for Help. And I shared a Bible verse that was very inspirational to me and has been ministering to my heart. And so I want to leave you with that again. It's Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I appeal to you. Fall back to you. You can look at the fall as being a time of removing some of the stuff, right? What happens to the leaves when they fall, right? It's to remove the dead. So eventually what happens in the spring, right? It's spring forth new. Fall back to you. Become comfortable with you again. Not so much everybody else's stuff, but who you are. Make this a stepping stone for what's to come. Open the door to your heart and let God in, and let Him reveal the path you should go. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.